Opening up about farm stress. Welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, farm groups are working to break the stigma behind farm stress and seeking help. Michael Clements tells us it's important that farmers don't carry that burden alone.
A myriad of issues over the last 8 years has compounded farm stress, and the American Farm Bureau Federation says it is important farmers address the issue. AFBF President Zippy Duvall says over the last 8 years, farmers have faced many stressors.
We went from a really good farm economy to one that started declining. We've got depressed prices, and then we have had natural disasters all over our country. Then we've had a trade war, and the issues that went along with the trade war, and now we're trying to survive through a pandemic. So we describe what agriculture has been through in the last 8 years as the perfect storm.
Duvall recognizes that it is difficult for farmers to open up about stress.
Farmers are tough guys, and everybody looks to you to be the rock. It's just against our nature to talk about our feelings. Stigma that goes along with having stress and issues around stress is very strong in a rural community because there's not many people there, and when you try to find help, it seems like everybody knows, and that makes it very difficult for people to open up.
AFBF, National Farmers Union, and Farm Credit have partnered with RFD-TV to produce a special program focusing on mental health.
We recognize the stress that they were going through, so we felt like it was important for us to do that, and we think it's been a great effort to talk to the farmers, let them know there's nothing wrong with sharing their feelings with somebody, and not just the person that's going through it, but their families and friends that might notice a loved one or a friend going through a difficult time. We just want to get rid of that stigma and be able to provide the resources to help people.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Well, a lot of information available on farm stress and suicide prevention at USDA, UT Extension, and the Farm Bureau websites. And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.